Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're starting off this morning with speculation about whether Xerox might be selling one of its business units.
Yes, Beth. This is speculation, by the way, only reported by Reuters so far. The report, which came late last week, said the company may be considering the sale of a leasing unit that lends money to customers to rent printers and equipment. Reuters quoting sources is saying it's one way Xerox might make itself more available to potential suitors who want to acquire the company. A source telling Reuters that divesting the leasing unit would relieve Xerox of about $3.5 billion in debt. But according to this report, Xerox has not made a final decision on selling the leasing finance unit. Xerox, for itself, not commenting on the Reuters report. We did reach out to them. You may remember that Xerox earlier this year rejected the proposed sale of the company to Fuji. That happened with that major shakeup spurred by the two activist investors, Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason. Xerox saying last month they would start sourcing products from new vendors to lower their dependence on Fuji. Of course, the two companies still have that longstanding joint venture called Fuji Xerox. The latest survey on consumer sentiment in New York State is out. Siena College releasing its second quarter survey. It shows pretty strong consumer sentiment across the state. Siena poll director Doug Glanstrom says for this quarter at least, consumer sentiment rose a bit in the state while it was down nationally. He says confidence driven by a better economy overall has helped things. He says that should help spur sales of big ticket items in the coming months.
We're talking about automobiles, furniture, homes, home improvements, consumer electronics, those big ticket items. They're up, they're solid, and they're holding steady. So I think that, from that standpoint, looks good. And, of course, that ties in with the good economy and people having more jobs.
Well, Lundstrom says among the areas that are worrying consumers, rising gas prices. He says more than half of the upstate residents surveyed say the higher gas prices are having a significant impact on their finances. A Teamsters local in the Rochester area says its members who are employed at Wegmans in the warehouse duties have overwhelmingly ratified a new five-year contract. It provides wage hikes of 16.5% and spread out over the 5 years and some other benefits. Local 118 represents those workers. Union officials say the contract is separate from the grocery and transportation agreement, which is set for renegotiations next year. RIT's Magic Center, which is a university-wide research and development lab, as well as a commercial production studio that works with digital media, has named a new director. Associate RIT professor in the College of Art and Design, David Long, was named to that post. He succeeds founding director Andy Phelps, who will continue on as president of the Higher Education Video Game Alliance. And Dixon Schwabel, one of the bigger PR and ad firms in this area, expanding in Buffalo. They've signed a lease now for office space and electric tower in downtown Buffalo. Dixon Schwabel says they've always had a Buffalo-based client situation there, but they're now pursuing some new business, so that's why they want a physical presence there as well. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.